With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
The Jeff Buchanan Before the Show Show.
Oh my God, are we back to work already?
Yes.
I know, right?
Do we have to?
Done.
Wait, it's still snowing.
Actually,
let's
no.
Let's go to bed.
What?
No, I just for some reason wanted to curl up all weekend long with the snow coming in and everything.
Jesus, this place. The way people lose their
minds.
I'm one of them. Spence was the worst. Spence was worse than any of us.
I'm rallying the people in the house. I'm like, let's go, it's snowing. Look outside. Yeah, okay, we see it. I'm getting in the car.
There was an interesting conversation that Spence ended up in as to whether the official definition of snow sticking.
Yeah, so I drive out to the ridges because it's higher up in Summerlin, yeah. And it's snowing and it's sticking on the grass and on the bushes and in the dirt. But it's not sticking on the sidewalks and the roadway. Well, it was a little bit in the roadway.
But whatever.
And so I post the pictures, and you know this guy, some guy from the Midwest is going, this ain't snow, kind of a thing.
Sure.
It's fine, because it's not. But this guy's like, that's not sticking. It's not on the road and the sidewalk. I'm like, come on,
it's
man.
It's sticking Don't, for here.
Yeah.
Stop it.
Stop ruining this for us.
So I did not like his response on my Insta.
I agree with him.
But the idea of staying out in the, let's go out in the nice warm car and go drive around and look at other people's snow. I think it might be excessive.
It was a little
bit. It's awesome. Buddy and I, we saw a couple on yesterday morning, actually. We were driving around, and people's cars had mounds of snow all over them, just covered in snow. And we were so fascinated by, the two or three cars that we saw. We just kept driving around and looking for more cars covered in snow.
Oh, so you did. So it was awesome enough that you drove around and looked at snow,
too.
Yeah,
it was awesome.
Did you drive around and look at snow?
No, I went in the backyard, and we just had fun out there and threw little slush balls.
Yeah, I miscalculated. I should have come in yesterday. I should have come in yesterday morning because people were that stoked about it.
Yeah.
And I was thinking about it. Obviously, yesterday was a repeat show because it was holiday and all that, and we had the day off. But I regretted. Here's what happened. I got up at 4 in the morning, and by 4 in the morning,
there wasn't much snow left, right?
And then I went, I'm not going back to bed. And then, and I kind of just wished I'd come in.
And it was nice because you texted us at 3:47 a.m.
Yeah.
And I saw it about 8:47 a.m.
Yeah, good for you. No, that's when I got up the second time, too. But everybody had fun?
Yeah, it was a good weekend.
I literally may have had the greatest weekend of my life without my wife. You know what I'm saying? The only thing that would have made it better. Have you been to Nashville?
Yeah, that's amazing there. They call it Nash Vegas.
They call everything in the world blank Vegas.
Dopes, idiots call it that. No one, for the record, no one called it that while I was
there. Nobody did.
Okay.
No, I know. People got, trust me, Yakima, Washington, Spence. What do they call Yakima, Washington?
Yakima, Vegas.
So, I mean.
Oh, do they?
I've never heard that.
Honest
to God, is that not the equivalent of just this where I'm going, God, Nashville's awesome. Yeah, they call it Nash Vegas. I thought it was awesome.
See, in Yakima, Vegas, it was more of a, Yakima is such a crap town.
Because it's,
So it was the exact opposite.
Mm. It's so not.
Nashville's awesome. I've been there once.
It's fun, yeah.
Yeah, me too. That is just amazing. Yeah.
Cool.
The Jeff Buchanan Before the Show.
All right, so we took Friday off and went all the way through. Can you narrow it down to the absolute best part of your weekend?
Hmm.
Oh, and how many people do you think are going to say the snow?
I don't blame them.
Okay.
It was awesome.
Let's make an executive decision right now. Take the snow out of it. What was the absolute best part of your weekend?
Oh man, I got to think about it.
Well, this is why we do this.
Yeah.
Yeah, because really. So here's the choice. Do you want to have 5 phone calls in a row? People going, yeah, the snow's great. We went out and played in it. It was awesome. Or
yeah,
shall we? You know, spice it up a little. Can we all agree that the snow was probably the best part?
Snow was pretty cool.
It was pretty best part cool. for me. Yeah.
So that we had snow.
I'll call it a 1A.
By the way, here's and it's coming back. Supposedly yeah, tomorrow. Supposedly tomorrow night we get round two. So and
which, by the way, we'll make sure that we do not get around to. Anytime you declare and they're like, it's going to snow, it never snows.
I gotta disagree with that because they said 1 or 2 inches. I mean, it was right on schedule the other night.
All the
local weather folks, it was right on schedule.
Yeah.
Okay.
Nothing like 2008.
No.
We had like 8 inches. That'd be weird. Again. Okay, but let's take snow out.
Snow out.
Okay. Definitely.
All right.
Let's assume that the snow was the best part of your weekend. We'll do that. Good prizes today. George Lopez is coming to town. He'll be at the Mirage. Think he'll talk about Trump?
boots? Yeah, go in knowing that, just so you know.
Yeah, by the way.
And he's not a big fan.
You know what? That's the truth. We should there. George Lopez these days, I got to be honest, even if you hate Trump, you might be uncomfortable.
Odds are you do not hate him as much as he does.
George has an opinion.
Yes.
We've got tickets to go see the Roots, the joint at the Hard Rock. There's the Variety Oscar viewing party, which grows every year.
It's so much fun.
Every time somebody goes, that's what they say. It's so much fun. We've got tickets to that. We've got a $250 Living Spaces promo card, which is never a bad thing. And front of the line, advanced screening passes for our premiere of Captain Marvel on the 5th of March, which is coming very soon, at Red Rock. All of those up for your consideration. First pick coming up.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Chet Buchanan Show.
Yes, welcome. Everybody refreshed, feeling good?
Absolutely.
After a long weekend?
Good weekend.
Yeah, I could not agree more.
Right?
Honestly, I said earlier, the only thing that would have made it better is if my wife could have gone with me to Nashville.
Yeah.
But because she would have really enjoyed that. And I'm not just saying that because that's something you're supposed to say when you're speaking publicly about having a good time being out of town. And really, my wife would have loved that so much.
Has she ever been to Nashville before?
No. That's what she was saying.
It's a fun city.
And she was going to go originally because we just thought that I was going to, just do the 1 hour panel.
Yeah,
I went to speak. They had me go speak on 1 October and our reaction and reacting as a community. This community does really well. I don't think you realize how special things like Toy Drive are. Toy Drive doesn't happen other places.
Nowhere.
No.
And I've tried to explain that to people before, and they get really uptight about it. So, but you guys do really amazing things, and you don't realize that you do it. The way this town came together after 1 October was really special. So it was me and my buddy Big D, who you guys know him from the Golden Knights games. He's on one of the country stations here in town. The guy who put it all together used to run one of the country stations, the Bull, and then he's in Denver now. So he was like, hey, I'll get my buddies and we'll go to Nashville. And then with us was a guy who used to run Homeland Security. And I'm not quite so sure that he's not the guy that took a lot of heat after Hurricane Katrina for what FEMA did or didn't do.
Oh, yeah.
It was the guy's name, Michael Brown. Michael Brown. He's a great guy, and I specifically did not Google because I didn't want that to taint my interaction with him. But my interaction as it, as surface as it was, and he's very amused by me, so that makes all the better.
Okay.
When somebody thinks you're funny.
Of course, you love him.
Yeah.
Yeah, right?
You were best friends.
Who doesn't?
Yeah, well, and in that situation, in the situation of the panel, so there's three of us on the panel. He's the official, he's the government speak guy, and you should do this, and you should have a plan, and you should appoint somebody captain, disaster captain, or whatever he was saying, all this official BS.
Official stuff.
Yeah,
so.
You would have been taking notes on this, dude.
Like, in case I ever have to run a natural disaster relief, here we go.
And then, so you're ready, you have already appointed yourself disaster captain, you've got a hard hat with your name on it.
Absolutely.
Yeah, all of those things, you're making a vest, with a logo, all of these things, you're doing all of that. You would have loved him. And then, D was kind of being the serious, a little more of the serious guy. I was a little more of the wild card, just going, guys, it's not that tough. You know, really just pay attention, be your listener's friends, and just go in and do. But I said stuff like, if you don't have a plan already, if you're not already, just turn the transmitter off. This is the difference between us and Spotify. I was the wild card, which amused Homeland Security guy. He kept tapping my leg under the table. Like, you know, like, good job, buddy. Yeah, just again.
Way to get him.
Yeah. So it was, and that's was cool. The snow and all that is supposedly a wind today. So here's the deal. Wind today. It is freaking cold.
It is cold.
Right yes, it
now.
Is.
It's like, it's 30, 38. Fox 5 says 38. I got 36 here at the studios. The wind makes it even colder. Whatever jacket that you've been holding for just such a moment, bring that one out today.
Yep.
Bring that one out today. Then supposedly more snow tomorrow night.
Yeah. It was very exciting for me. This is actually the first time I have ever lived in snow, and I can say that now, which is, it's very exciting. Don't take this away from me. This is the very exciting moment.
I should not take that away from you.
It might have just been flurries at my house, but it was living in snow.
Yeah, you've got snow.
Exactly.
Was this the first time you've seen snow on the ground? So what you're saying is, this is the first time you've seen snow on the ground at a place that you've lived.
Yes. Yeah.
Wow.
Because the only time when I went to school in Tallahassee, the only time it ever snowed was the one weekend that I had to go to a competition and we weren't there for the snow.
So at a cheer competition?
Yeah. And so I just wasn't there the weekend. And like, it was like little flurries and everything, but I wasn't there to experience it and I was so upset.
I'll tell you, the people that came to visit from California who don't get snow either.
No.
They did not enjoy their President's Day weekend, especially trying to get home.
Oh, no, it allowed me to be funny at this. So all weekend long, too, I've been hosting the Western Veterinary Conference. Yeah, go ahead and snicker. 17,000 people from around the world are at this thing. Veterinarians from around the world.
Yeah.
Wow.
Also, right, which I had no freaking idea. Here's the story with that, too. So they go, will you come and host our conference? They're local people who put this thing on. Will you come and host the entertainment at our conference? I think, okay, fine. So what is it going to be? I mean, you know, with no disrespect. I mean this with all love and respect. You know, I figure, what's it going to be? Zoe Bowie?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Great. Or, you know, or another one of my buddies? Who's it going to be? Is it going to be the folks on roller skates from Absinthe? You know, that's fine. You know,
like, awesome.
It is.
Yeah.
Like, but, you know, I mean, we do that at halftime of the Aces game.
Yeah. Right?
You know what I mean? That's like. So I think no big deal. I just quote them a basic rate. No big deal. No, there's 17,000 people at this thing. And Mayim Bialik from Big Bang Theory, Blossom.
Yeah.
You know her? Yeah, she spoke on Sunday night. Mel Robbins, who's a world-renowned, she wrote the book 5 Second Rule. People freaking lose their minds for her. Lose their minds.
Wow.
They were lined up. They were lined up for an hour. They were lined up for an hour and a half ahead of Mayim Bialik. They were lined up for an hour ahead of Mel Robbins. Then tomorrow night, country star, multi-Grammy winner Keith Urban will perform.
Oh, wow.
Yes, tonight.
The only reason I know that is because I was there last night at Mandalay Bay and I saw the giant sign as all the vet people were walking past.
Yeah. I'm the host.
Wow.
Yeah.
So it's three nights worth?
It was three nights worth. And I just quoted them. I quoted them a nothing rate. And then I go, so, after they agreed to it. And I thought I was charging them too much.
Yeah.
And I charge them a basic rate. And for some people, it is too much. And I get that. And they didn't even blink. And I went, so, yeah.
You went too low.
Yeah, so, yeah. Oh, yeah. And so then I'm like, yeah, so what are we doing? Oh, it's Mayim Bialik the first night and Keith Urban the second. And they were like, yeah, could we hire you for the luncheon too for Mel Robbins? So I figured I can't just go up in front of these people and just be normal. So I actually did a little bit of shtick. Sorry you packed your Speedo for nothing. We actually had snow.
Yeah,
we canceled school today. I know it's President's Day. Don't tell them. Just let them think. You know what? It's 2019. Just let them think they've earned something for doing nothing. That's how it works. And it went over well.
Yeah,
I have a taste for the stand-up now.
Good luck.
Which is probably a giant mistake. Oh, my God. We're two stories behind now. So Jimmy Fallon got Steph Curry to do something really great at All-Star Weekend. We'll get into that. Let's do first pick.
With the first pick.
It's the first pick. First pick on the Jeff Buchanan Show.
Outside of the snow. We'll take snow out of the equation because we know that's the best part of everybody's weekend. Oh, my God, it snowed. We went outside.
I made a mini snowman.
We did snow stuff. We made slush angels. It was awesome. let's take that out of the equation.
Okay.
Besides the snow, what was the absolute best part of your weekend? 702-364-9898. George Lopez tickets, Roots tickets, the Oscar viewing party to benefit Variety, the children's charity, $250 Living Spaces promo card, or you can get in at the head of the line to go see our big screening of Captain Marvel. Your choice, 702-364-9898. Right now.
With the first pick.
It's the first pick. First pick on the Chet Buchanan Show.
Take the snow out of the equation. What was the absolute best part of your weekend, Spence?
Buddy Mark had their family has a big Easter Olympics every year, and it's a huge thing they do. Now, I'd never been experienced their birthday party they have for all the February birthdays in the family, but it's just a big, giant barbecue, and it's all the family, and Uncle had a bottle of Johnny Walker Blue.
Oh, that's the good stuff.
That he apparently got for free and was just more than generous with making sure that Spence had plenty.
We had the Johnny Blue at my wedding, remember?
I remember that.
That was
an issue because they didn't serve it at the proper temperature. They screwed it up. What'd they do? They did something.
It's better if you have some... Never mind. It's just right. they didn't do it right. So this was not the Easter Olympics? This was something else?
No, the Easter Olympics is in April. This was just, I guess, three or four of them have birthdays in February.
They celebrate a big birthday party for everyone.
It was one of those things we're going to pop in and leave, but we just stayed all day.
Absolute best part of your weekend.
I drug my boyfriend to IKEA, and that is always an experience.
Yes.
I love IKEA. I will, like, if I'm sad one afternoon, I will just go walk through IKEA.
Amen.
Because I'm like, there's something about IKEA that just brings me so much joy. And the idea that I actually got Buddy to walk through IKEA and actually get excited about stuff that we could put in our house was like a win for me.
We share that. No, I love that.
What is it? I don't get it.
It's because you want to get a 540-square-foot apartment and be able to decorate it just so.
Lil Jess, what was the absolute best part of your weekend? Take the snow out of it.
Okay. I have never enjoyed being an adult as much as I did this weekend of just being in my PJs and doing absolutely nothing. That was the best part of my weekend.
What'd you do with the kid?
I mean, he was there. He had a friend over.
That's the beauty of having a 10-year-old. Because you know they'll come back for food eventually.
Yeah.
And you can just kind of let them go.
Yeah. You check in with them every now and then.
Yeah, let them roam the house. It's fine. Besides the snow, Christine, what was the absolute best part of your weekend?
I got to take my daughter to SeaQuest. She earned it being the best of the bears at her school. It is the hands-down best interactive aquarium for the kids.
Did you feed the manta rays and all that stuff?
Oh, we fed the manta rays. She got a pet of bearded dragon. We held parakeets, cockatiels, snakes, all kinds of stuff. It rocks. We're native. I'm three generations. My husband's five generations. That is the best thing to take your kids to do.
Awesome.
She was here before it was here. Five generations? Are you guys Hualapai? 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 Tiffany, besides the snow, what was the absolute best part of your weekend? Thank you, Tiffany.
That wasn't good.
No, wait a minute. I really want to talk to Tiffany. Siri, hey, Tiff, wake up.
I'm here.
No, you're not. We already talked to you once. You weren't there. You weren't. No, besides the snow, what was the absolute best part of your weekend?
So it's a combined thing. Saturday was Pokemon Go Community Day, and I run a big group called Sunset Squad out there. And we had a huge turnout. We had four YouTubers show up and meet us, and we had a great tournament. And then when I got home, I got to see my nieces I haven't seen in 4 years. And meet one for the very first time.
All of that is so amazing. Now, here's what's funny. So you said the whole Pokemon Go thing. Spence looked shocked. Uh-huh. Kayla put her head in her hands and started shaking her head. This is still a thing?
Oh, it's huge. We're actually hosting a tournament at a bar downtown this weekend. It's ridiculous. We have hundreds of people come out to Sunset Park every month.
Collectively, each one of us shrugged our shoulders and went, huh. When you were saying it, we all shrugged our shoulders and went, huh, because who knew Pokemon Go was still a thing?
Yeah.
Not me.
Nope.
Not me. This is great. Hey, Big Russ, what was the absolute best part of your weekend besides the snow?
Just as a side note, my second best part of the week was I went Pokemon going.
Stop it. Are you being funny?
No, I'm serious. Pokemon Day, Community Day on Saturday. I didn't go to Sunset. I went to another park, but yeah, it's still alive.
Apparently, okay.
And thriving.
Up, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I can tell you it was Swine Hub Day. I mean, she'll agree with me. It was Swine Hub Day, and there were Chinese.
Okay, I'm over it. Now
saying.
I'm over it. Now I'm over
so
it.
So good.
Hey, okay. No, seriously, what was the best part, though?
I get my boss called me in. I thought he was going to talk to me about something negative, but then he's like, Russ, you're doing great. Here's an 8% raise.
There you
I'm
go.
Like, God
8%?
Bless America.
Oh, my God.
Jealous.
What are you doing, Russ? I'm going to take notes from you from now on.
Yeah, because Kayla got the old 3% or cost of living.
Yeah, that's nice.
She got the 3% or that's why you heard that explosion. 8%!
Bravo, sir.
Yep. Hilarious. Good for you, man. What are you spending it on?
Investing it, I think.
Attaboy.
Wow.
Attaboy. Yeah, I want to get to Mackenzie before we run out of time. Mackenzie, what was the absolute best part of your weekend besides the snow?
My daughter said dada for the first time.
Oh.
Yeah, but yeah. However, was that your daughter's first word?
No, mama was.
Mama was.
The Chet Buchanan Show on 98.5 KLUC.
I love stuff like this. I guess probably because I like the idea of us being able to pull something like this off on occasion. Jimmy Fallon sent Steph Curry off to NBA All-Star Weekend, which, did anybody watch this?
I did, and I turned it off within the first, 4 minutes because at the beginning of it, there was, a static happening during Meek Mill's performance. It was
Yeah, but I mean, do you watch the game?
No, because I had to turn it. We were going to, and it was so annoying, I had to turn it off.
Understood.
Yeah.
And you didn't like the anthem.
No, it was terrible.
Everybody else liked the anthem.
It was terrible.
A lot of people liked the anthem.
Buddy, my boyfriend, made the joke about, okay, well, do you think the anthem's going to be any worse than Fergie's was last year? And they managed to pull that off. So.
I didn't think Fergie was that terrible. And by the way, you're kind of on the island on that one.
I thought
that's
horrible.
What I'm understanding. You're kind of on the island. Well, are you shaking your head, little Jess?
She was horrible last year.
Right. But what about the guy this year?
The anthem
was
worse.
It's all right.
Who was it?
It was an artist. He's a Grammy winner or whatever, but
yeah,
we're spending
way too much time.
He's from the Carolinas, yeah.
Yeah, he's from Charlotte, and I want to call him Anthony Anderson. I know that's not right. You can Google it. You
okay.
Watch the video.
I hear it's awful.
From these two. No, everybody else. And I don't know whether that's a thing. You know, everybody's saying it because they think they're supposed to.
Huh.
But everybody else is like, oh, my God, it's the greatest anthem ever. This is so great. It's like when Marvin Gaye did it back in the day.
That's what I did read. Yeah.
So. Jimmy Fallon got Steph Curry. He gave him a list of phrases to use during All-Star Weekend in interviews. Wacky stuff.
By the time I got here Thursday morning to now, just kind of trying to get as much in as I can. Got to be like the Energizer Buddy.
Energizer Bunny was one of
them. Ever since I touched down on the ground Thursday morning, I feel like I've been running crazy. Yeah, I got to be an Energizer Bunny this weekend. trying to get through it all.
We've been having these back and forth competitions since we were kids, since we were flipping pancakes as youngins.
Flipping pancakes was the other one.
From the time I picked up a basketball, I knew shooting was kind of second nature, flipping pancakes for me.
That last one, it just looked good from the time it left her hand, and I was like, wham, bam, can of ham, that's going in.
Wham, bam, can of ham. Oh, I'm going back to that one.
From the time it left her hand, and I was like, wham, bam, can of ham, that's going in. Wham, bam, can of ham, I'm out.
Yeah, that's good stuff.
That's fine. No, that's fine. That's the goal the next time we have somebody like Ice Cube on. In fact, we don't do a lot of interviews kind of on purpose. Studies show that interviews don't do well on radio shows. I think they do pretty well. I think they do okay for us because I think we're not stiff.
Right.
Yeah, we have fun.
I think we usually have fun. This will have to be the next thing we do.
Yeah.
So I may search out a celebrity and just see if we can get them to work something in.
Right.
Okay.
On a show.
That's fun.
Yeah. Goals for the week. Yeah.
So funny.
I don't have a lot of goals for this week. That might be one of them as we move forward.
Hey, don't miss a minute of the Chet Buchanan Show. Here's what's next.
Yeah, coming up next, Spence. By extension, we're traumatized by what happened to Spence over the weekend. I struggle with saying this, but basically, Spence had to put his hand somewhere that no one should ever have to put. And the one he tried to soften it when telling the story. He's like, well, it was mine. I don't know. I don't know that that makes a difference. Kayla has had to do this before. I don't believe I ever have. And we're pretty sure that you might have a story to follow up as well.
Okay.
All will be revealed. Mm-hmm. You're okay now though, right?
Yeah, I'm good.
And we'll determine, is Spence being pretentious by calling it a unipocket? Is the thing, Lil Jess, what's the on the front of a hoodie? It's just a pocket, right?
Yeah.
Why has it got to be a unipocket?
Yeah, I was like, what is a unipocket?
No, why has it got to be a unipocket?
I just figured if you have separate pockets on each side, those are pockets. But if you have it's the one in the middle, that's a unipocket.
It can't be a Joey? It can't be a Joey pouch?
Call it a Joey pouch.
No, I think it's just called a pocket.
Probably.
It's just called a pocket.
I like unipocket.
I know you do. I know you do. And it's I know you do. I know you do. It sent me down that path. Could you hear the venom in my voice?
I know. I went online to search on what the official name was. Like, I went to clothing sites.
Oh, my God, it's a pocket.
Is it a unipocket? I'm going to call it a
unipocket. It's not a unipocket. Being bougie. See, I tried to get off that's the bougie thing with you.
I wanted to differentiate between multi-pocket sweatshirts and a unipocket sweatshirt.
There are two. Yeah, there are sweaters that have multi-pockets.
So. Zip front and pull over.
Uh-huh.
Multi-pocket, unipocket.
You might be onto something.
Wait, I may be coming on board. You got to hear the story next.
In the morning, we listen to The Jeff Buchanan Show on 98.5 KLUC. KLUC.
Besides popularizing the use of the word unipocket, something else, man, I think it's a rite of passage as an adult. If I've done this, I've blocked it out of my mind. But I don't believe I've ever done this. But just come right out and say it. What happened?
I dropped my wallet in the toilet.
Oh, my God.
So I'm in the convenience store, and they have the
commute. Wait a minute. That's a huge thing.
Yeah, it wasn't my toilet.
No, you dropped your wallet in a convenience store toilet.
Yeah.
This is different level. So, this is entirely different level.
You know, they put the key to the
I need different music for this.
Is it better? They put the key on this, giant tube of PCB pipe.
PCB pipe.
And I've got it in my hand as I'm doing my business, and the key falls off onto the ground. So I finish my business, and I got to bend down to grab the key. And in my hoodie, there's a unipocket. That is a pocket in the front.
It's a pocket.
Okay, as opposed to like having tool pockets, just the one pocket. In the front, just the unipocket.
It's a pocket.
As I bend over, my phone and my wallet are in that unipocket, and the wallet
shut up about the
falls
unipocket.
Out of the pocket and goes into the toilet. I'll tell you something. I didn't think twice. I was like cat-like reflexes.
But you had already done your business.
And I
had there was business. There was business in there.
My wallet was covered in business. So I immediately took it, put it on the sink, zipped up, then flushed, and then spent, I took out every card and the $200 bills I had and laid them out.
And it's convenience store bathroom.
Yeah, so it's probably, the sink is probably dirtier than actually where the wallet was.
Well, hold up, though. This is important. Was it Terrible's?
Yeah, it was terrible.
Okay, so it was clean.
It was fine.
So it was clean.
That is important.
I can tell you this, and I know this for a fact, and not just because they're our buddies. It's one of the things I really do appreciate and love about Terrible's, because while it is still convenience store bathroom, it is, at least if you got to be in a convenience store bathroom, let it be a Terrible's.
Yeah, it was a clean one.
Please tell me that after you got done laying out your $100 bills that were covered in business and all that stuff, did
you carry
wipe everything
bills?
Down?
I missed that part. You carry $100 bills?
I usually, if I have any cash, it's $100
bills. In your unipocket? You are bougie. You're bougie.
It's my wallet. It's called a wallet, not a uniwallet, just a wallet. So, yeah, I dried everything off best I could.
Okay.
And then, put everything back.
With the hand blower?
Yeah, hand blower and a combination of paper towels and such and Purell. I wiped all the cards off with Purell.
You did not.
No, I did.
You carry card. Purell on you?
No, there was a Purell dispenser in the bathroom.
No kidding.
So, did all my cards, dried everything
How'd
off.
How'd it go again? Hang on. Okay, just wanted to make sure.
and I let the $100 bills, I dried them off. I still have those, by the way. in my wallet. But, you know, that's mine, so what do I care? It's my business.
I realize that money is filthy anyway. But
convenience store bathrooms, totally different for me. I thought, now, if it was the upstairs bathroom at Casa de Spence, that's okay.
Maybe, but it was still freshly flushed before I got there, so there was no problem. And I honestly didn't think twice. I'm like, oh,
just kabloosh.
Yeah.
How far up your forearm?
You know what? No, just to my wrist. Just to my wrist.
Not
it
bad.
Didn't sink. It floated. The fossil leather floats.
Oh, so didn't get all the way
no,
under.
I think it went, but it was still on top. It wasn't like I had to dig to the bottom of the thing.
I don't recall ever having to reach in the toilet. I just don't.
I had to do it one time at a bar of all places. You guys remember like when wristlets were cool, like back in 2012, when you wore like a little wristlet.
A slap bracelet.
Yeah, basically, but it's like a little tiny wallet that stays on like a ring so you can wear it around your wrist when you're in the club and everything. So mine broke and the whole thing fell in the toilet. But we had a community bathroom situation going where like girls go to the bathroom together. It was not pretty.
So you made some other girl dive in after it?
Yeah, I didn't know. I'm not going to touch that. That was ridiculous. So made her go in, my friend, after it sat there, mind you, after it sat there for a while.
This is your stuff.
My stuff. But she was the one who went to the bathroom last, and that wasn't going to happen.
But you were the queen bee.
Yeah.
Were you the queen bee?
I think so.
Because, I mean, honestly, if Spence and I are in the bathroom, and Spence loses his wallet out of his unipocket, mm-hmm. and then he looks at me and goes, go in there and get that. I'm like, no, pound sand. We're going to fight first. How do you get the other girl to go in after your stuff?
Because I told her I wasn't going in to get it, so someone had to go get it.
And I would have walked out and went, okay.
Why would she feel the need to go get your bracelet?
Because she
out?
Was the one who went to the bathroom last, and it was right there, and it snapped off and went into the toilet. And I'm like, that's not happening. I'm not touching
that.
Was this
like a trick shot? Did it go between her legs?
No, it wasn't a very big bathroom. It just, it like hit and then fell in.
Why didn't she flush right away?
I don't know. Because when she got up, we were switching spots and it broke. And I'm like, I'm not touching it. That's not my stuff.
You were switching spots?
Because I had to go to the bathroom next.
Did you both have your pants down?
No, I didn't have my pants down at that point.
This is also odd to me.
Because if I'm her in this situation and I realize it's her business in there, I don't care. I'm not going to go get your bracelet.
Yeah, that's your bracelet.
Justified to my friend was like, I don't want to touch your stuff. That's your stuff. You could probably go in and get it. So.
And it's just a bracelet?
It was like it was a wallet, but it wraps around your wrist like a wristlet.
So there was something, there was money or some sort of valuable stuff.
Yeah, my credit cards,
it.
All that stuff were in there.
Okay, that makes more sense.
It wasn't like but
I'm like, why are you going in after a snap bracelet? Let it go. I'll buy you another one. Ah, that makes more sense. But
yeah.
I still wouldn't have done it. You have to do it on your own.
Yeah, I don't know if it does.
It's yours. Get it.
No, unfortunately, that was not going to happen.
By the way, it's sterile, so you're fine. That's what I've learned. That's all sterile.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Still not going in after it.
Yeah, I don't.
That took a minute.
Come on.
Doesn't look like a fecal remnant.
Oh, wait. All right. I don't need all that.
It wasn't that kind of business, by the way. It was stand-up business.
No, it was. I want to make sure we're clear. Stand-up business, not sit-down business.
That's different level.
What did you have to fish out of the toilet?
This happened over the weekend to my math teacher who came into town, by the way. I know. Another situation.
Secondary story? Hold on to that.
Okay.
702-364-9898. Who? When? What? When? How?
Well, yeah, all of them.
When did you have to go fishing in the toilet? I think that opens it up.
Yeah, I think so,
When did you have to go fishing in the toilet?
Hey, thanks a lot.
Wait, where's the other part where it goes, Doody, Doody! Then he swims away.
Yeah. The Chet Buchanan Show. The Chet Buchanan Show.
The Chet Buchanan Show.
90.5.
90.5.
KLUC. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds.
You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
98.5 KLUC's Chet Buchanan, Spence, and Kayla.
Who are you?
Good morning. This is the Chet Buchanan Show.
Spence had to fish his wallet out of a gas station turlet. Is Davey the show killer, former producer of this show, you say torlet?
Torlet.
Yuck. Wait a minute. So you were partying with your math teacher this weekend?
They were partying. I went and had dinner with them. My math teacher and former vice principal, they are married. And so...
Scandalous.
Yeah. But they were in town and they wanted to have dinner. And they were telling me that when she went... They got here, got to their hotel and had to use the restroom when they were down at the casino. And she went into the stall and in there, in the toilet, she realized afterward, there was a cell phone in there. And so she had to go get security and find someone to go in and fish the cell phone out.
Was it her cell phone?
No. She had no idea. But she didn't realize it was in there until after the fact.
Katie, was it your cell phone?
No.
Are you sure?
Positive. I don't go to the strip or anywhere near downtown.
No, understood. When did you lose your cell phone in the toilet?
I was in Reno back in August.
Oh, Reno toilet.
It was a drunken night at Novi, and my best friend walked in the bathroom after the fact, and I'm like, Nicole, take this, and she happily, like, took it and dried it off for me.
Well, that's nice.
Yeah.
You say this Novi, like we know what that is. What is that?
It's like Stoney's, but smaller.
Oh, God.
Okay. Got it.
Oh, God.
I
oh,
once
God.
Dropped
Reno,
my...
Reno once, Country Bar. Yikes. Yeah. You have no idea what kind of livestock are in there.
I know, once, and I already have a new phone.
I once dropped my phone in Reno. I just left it there. I just walked away.
Yeah, there's...
Like, I don't
yeah,
want that.
And honestly, it was on a counter at a McDonald's. It was fine. But you were like, no, it's Reno. Now it's got Reno on it. Miguel, what did you drop in the toilet?
I dropped my car keys in the toilet.
Dude, yeah. Oh. And you can't leave those there.
You need them. Nah, it was bad. It was actually really similar to what Spence went through. I had my sweater with the uni pocket. And
you're a good man, Miguel.
Don't humor him with this awesome uni pocket thing, Miguel. Don't. We're not starting that.
I mean, it is what it is. But, yeah, I had my phone in my hand, and I thought I was going to drop my phone in the toilet when I bent over, and I grabbed my phone, but the key slipped through, and... Right to the bottom. Those things are heavy, so I had to dig all the way through.
Yeah.
Unless you got one of them marine keychains, it keeps the keys.
Yeah,
floating.
You should carry one
a
of
buoy.
Those.
We used to have one of my boat keys
yeah,
all the
man.
Time.
Oh, that's smart. You never know. All
it
you
is,
need,
but we're in the desert. I don't ever go out on the water.
Yeah, but there is water in the toilet.
Yes.
So honestly, and you may only need it once, and that would be enough.
Yo, right? If we're smart right now, we're going to patent that and go, these are just in case. Like, we're going to make little buoys that you can attach to your keys. It says, just in case you drop them in the toilet.
Chet Buchanan Show floaty keychains. Yeah.
The Chet Buchanan Show.
Oh, sometimes I get a good feeling.
Good feeling story of the day. So you know those guys, you could the guys that are just too big.
Yeah,
it's like, do you even lift, bro? You know what I mean? Where they spend hours and hours at the gym and they're unnecessarily huge.
Oh yeah,
right. Well, every now and then, it's necessary. There was a couple in Ypsilanti, Michigan. They got into a nasty car crash last Thursday. We're in a Jeep Cherokee. You can't even tell that it's a Jeep Cherokee because this thing is so mangled.
Oh.
The woman that was in the passenger seat was able to get out. The guy in the driver's seat is pinned, like halfway out of the window, and he can't move because the SUV has him pinned. So he's pinned between the car and a speed limit sign.
Oh.
Right? Then this 29-year-old guy named Ryan Belcher, who just happens to be a professional power lifter, owns his own gym, shows up on the scene. Ryan weighs 350 pounds himself. He squats 950.
Dang.
And he can bench press over 500. We'll We'll let Ryan pick up the story here because honestly, are you going to tell him he can't? I'm not going to.
At first, when I first approached the vehicle, there was a good four men there and they were all trying to move this vehicle. And I seen it wasn't happening and I figured, what a better time, you know, to use what I know I can actually do. I just jumped right in. I seen a window that was broken out in the back of the vehicle and I knew if I could swing the vehicle in a certain direction, I can free him from that pole. So I just stuck my arms in and I just grabbed it, lifted up and started pushing. And all I heard was, that's enough, we can get him. And I don't know how far, maybe 3 feet. Where it came from, I couldn't tell you, but I knew one thing is that I didn't want this man to be stuck and I wanted to get him out of there. I had to do it, you know, that's how I feel. It just had to be done. I met him and his family yesterday, it was pretty emotional. He had some internal bleeding. He was crushed. One of his sides were crushed, so they had a bleeding tube on him. And about six nurses stopped me in the hallway and told me thank you, that if it wasn't for me, then he probably wouldn't be alive today. He told me the same thing in tears. And it was pretty emotional for me. I cried as well. And we just cried together, you know. And then by the end of the time, we were having a great time joking. He's in great spirits.
Yeah, the guy was calling him Hawk. Because if you remember back in the day, the old NWA wrestling, I think it was Hawk and, what they call him, Road Warriors?
Huh.
He looked like that dude. He looks like that dude. I don't know if you heard the first part of it. There were four people that were trying right. to push the car and couldn't get it to budge.
Couldn't get it move.
Dude, Ryan walked in there. We make, remember the old Crest commercials? We make holes in teeth. And just, and that was it. And as you also heard. Guy's doing fine.
Yeah
that's really he's fine. Good. Some internal bleeding and all that, but he's going to be okay. I it blows me away, and God bless you for being in the right place at the right time, and thanks for being large and you know, kind of to us normal folks, kind of weird looking, but good for you, man. It's a good feeling story of the day.
Oh, sometimes I get a good feeling.
All right, let's go.
Spence's challenge, Spence's challenge, Spence's challenge. My name's Spence, and it's a challenge. That's how we came up with the cool name Spence's challenge. Yeah.
All right, little Jess, who's on the phone today?
We have Jacob Lopez of the Southwest.
Jacob, you ready to do this?
I'm ready.
I know it's tough after a few days off. Did you get Presidents' Day off?
I didn't. No, I had to work.
Man, where you work?
I work at the CCBM, Clark County Beverage Management.
Oh, yeah.
And all the beer lines, all yeah. the bars and casinos.
That's how I was going to say. Alcohol stops for no one.
Yep. God bless
nope.
you.
Never, never.
People ain't doing it. Uh-huh. They need you even more on a holiday weekend.
Exactly, man. They need that clean beer.
Yeah, exactly. Well, let's see if we can't get you paid today, then.
I hope so.
Five questions, 30 seconds, pop culture, rip from the headlines. We do not say pass on this show. We say what?
Jim Bob Cooter.
Will you be Cootering today, sir?
Not today.
Not today.
No point to it. 30 seconds on the clock. Time will start when I read the first one. Here we go. Which of the Real Housewives did Andy Cohen have to face on Sunday night and explain to her why she was not invited to his baby shower? Gotta go, dude.
Ashley.
What kind of moon was that last night? Who was the winner of Sunday's Daytona 500?
Tim Bob Cooter.
Who did Dolly Parton reveal is not one of the biggest fans of her music?
Taylor Swift.
Who sang Shallow at a tour stop in Green Bay on Friday and had it go viral over the weekend? You've got 3 seconds.
Jim Bob Cooter.
Spence's challenge, Spence's challenge, Spence's challenge. My name's Spence, and it's a challenge. That's how we came up with the cool name Spence's challenge, yeah.
I tried to make this, honest to God, I tried to make this as easy as I possibly could.
Okay.
It didn't work out that way for Jacob. You, Spence, will need one to keep the money safe.
Oh, God.
Same five questions, same 30 seconds. Time will start when I read the first one. Here we go. Which of the Real Housewives did Andy Cohen have to face on Sunday night and explain to her why she was not invited to his baby shower?
Brittany Frankel.
What kind of moon was that last night?
It was a snow moon.
Who was the winner of Sunday's Daytona 500?
Oh, it's... Denny Hamlin.
Who did Dolly Parton reveal is, quote, not one of the biggest fans of her music?
Miley Cyrus.
Who sang Shallow at a tour stop in Green Bay on Friday and had it go viral over the weekend?
Kelly Clarkson.
Spence's challenge, Spence's challenge, Spence's challenge. My name's Spence, and it's a challenge. That's how we came up with the cool name Spence's challenge, yeah.
It is never easy to do this after a holiday weekend.
No.
It just isn't. It's not easy to write the questions. It's not easy to study. It's not. And I really tried to make this super easy. Spence needed one, and I'll tell you, it's closer than it ought to be.
Yeah.
I mean, honestly, Jacob, you got zero. You did pretty good.
It's all good.
No, honestly, you did pretty.
You right?
No, exactly. You did all right. Which of the housewives did Andy? Which of the housewives did Andy Cohen have to face on Sunday night? And explain to her why she wasn't invited to his baby shower. Jacob said,
Ashley.
And is there an Ashley?
I just made up a name.
Is Spence said?
Brittany Frankel.
Kim Zolciak. How do you
Zolciak.
Say
Zolciak.
Well, yeah, whatever. Kim, whatever, biscuits.
Yeah, and for future reference, it's Bethany Frankel if you need to, not Brittany.
Oh, what did he say? Brittany, yeah, whatever. Yeah, no points.
Guess what? Don't care.
Needed to, though. Needed to for the purposes of this. What kind of moon was that last night? Jacob said.
Full moon.
Spence said.
Snow moon.
Super moon. No points.
Oh, the snow moon,
too. No points.
Oh, man.
Who was the winner of Sunday's Daytona 500? Jacob said.
Jim Bob Cooter.
You know what? He had the time.
Got nothing else going
on. Yeah, he could drive 500 miles, whatever. Spence said.
Denny Hamlin.
Barely. Yeah, barely. Denny Hamlin barely won, and Spence barely got one by the skin of his teeth.
21 cars in one crash.
Man. How amazing was that crash? Oh, my insane. God.
And I can't wait. NASCAR in Las Vegas in 2 weeks, y'all.
Yep.
Stoked about it. And I'm sizing down. No more extra large polos for me.
Yeah,
buddy. Nice job.
Extra small.
Looking good, Buchanan.
Yeah, sure. Get the extra small just to really prove how not in shape I am. Who did Dolly Parton reveal is, quote, not one of the biggest fans of her music? Jacob said.
Taylor Swift.
Spence said.
Miley Cyrus.
No, her husband. Dolly Parton's husband doesn't really like her stuff. So Spence has one.
Yeah.
One. Who sang Shallow at a tour stop in Green Bay on Friday and had to go viral over the weekend? Jacob said.
Jim Bob Cooter.
Yeah, he was on tour in advance of his driving in the Daytona 500.
That man is a multitasker.
Spence said.
Kelly Clarkson.
Yes, it was Kelly F. Clarkson because she's amazing. And
booyah! Booyah!
And he got two.
Right.
And that was enough.
Sit down.
That was it.
Spence's challenge, Spence's challenge, Spence's challenge. My name's Spence, and it's a challenge. That's how we came up with the cool name Spence's challenge, yeah.
Woo! This is the Jeff Buchanan Show.
Let's go, go, go!
On 98.5 KLUC.
All right, Lil Jess, who's on the phone?
Courtney Savio of Henderson.
Oh, Courtney's going to go see Captain Marvel before anybody else.
Yay, so excited.
Tuesday, March 5th, block that night out. You're at the front of the line. You're going to the advanced screening. Regal Red Rock, we got you covered. You know Kayla's going to be there. Do you want to sit with Kayla?
Sure, I would love to.
Why don't you meet Courtney at the line and take her in with you?
Okay, I haven't heard anything if I'm hosting, so we'll find out.
You are now.
Yeah, but you go to those things, don't
ready
you?
Ready to go, Chip.
Yeah, I usually go and like host and everything. I just haven't done one in a while, and nobody's asked me to do one yet, so maybe I can go ask a promotions person to go, hey.
But don't you just go for the free movie?
Sometimes. I did that for 50 Shades.
All right, well, of course, you know what? If Kayla shows up.
Okay.
I'll sit with you.
I'll be the person with hair. So.
What does that mean?
I don't know.
What does that mean?
I'm just kidding around. That's all.
I know, but what does that mean?
No one
else there will have hair?
No, I don't know what it means anymore. It's
I don't know what it means anymore.
It's a very nondescript.
Oh, you taking
thing.
A shot at me?
No, I wasn't taking a shot at anyone. It was just a joke.
No, Lil Jess laughed like you were taking a shot.
At both of you.
Yeah, I thought she was taking a shot at us.
This is why I don't turn your mic on.
That's
anymore.
Okay.
This is why, I don't know if you noticed that. That's why.
That's what I thought she was doing. I'm like, okay, that's fine. I don't.
Yeah, I don't get it. But okay. Well, Courtney, you'll be there and you'll have a great time.
Thank you.
All right.
Thanks, Courtney.
Yeah, I don't know why. Man, it's a Tuesday. It's a Monday on a Tuesday. I don't know why there's need to be that violent.
I wasn't being violent. You're literally mixing my joke. It was just one.
Oh, God, Joe. Glad you mentioned Joe.
Oh, man.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
You better ready?
Hold on. We've got a chance to recover. Did you? You don't have a joke.
I forgot. I don't have my list in front of me. It's actually on my car. But
pull it together.
Spence sent me one last night that was absolutely hilarious. And I got
Courtney, okay, wait. I'm going to give you the chance to bail out of this and save all of us. Kayla's got a joke, even though she really doesn't. So she's taking shots at everybody in the room and not prepared. But, you know, so you do you want to hear that? You don't have to. Do you want to hear this?
Yeah.
All right. All right.
Why did the cop pull over the U-Haul truck?
I don't know.
Why did the cop? Why did the cop pull over the U-Haul truck?
Because he wanted to bust a move.
Oh, bust a move. See what you see what happened. Bust a move. You
courtesy
see
of Spence.
You see what happened there? Yeah, that's right.
Hey, this is the Chet Buchanan Show on 98.5 KLUC.
A new song from Chainsmokers and Kelsey Ballerini. It's called This Feeling, coming up in just mere seconds. Holy cow, snow again tomorrow night. Windy today.
Yeah. Okay?
Windy. By the way, freaking cold today.
Yeah.
Freaking for here. I know the fuck. And it happens every winter. The folks from the Midwest, we get it. You're still wearing shorts. We're impressed. Oh, I'm wearing
but this,
a hoodie.
This is cold.
I'm not. And it's always dudes. It's always dudes that do this. Yeah, I might put a hoodie on today because it's, you know, 35. Whatever.
It's fine. Cool for you.
Yes. Glad you're much tougher than we are. So
yeah, you win. No, you win. It's freaking cold today.
Yeah.
So, yeah, 38, 40-ish today. Wind chill down into the down around freezing. Then snow coming tomorrow night. The question is, how much? Now, I'm trying to get confirmation. I saw a second ago that in parts of town, potentially 3 to 6 inches.
Wow, that's real
insane.
Snow.
Now,
that's not
real snow.
That's not 2008 snow. Where they had, like, remember up in Seven Hills? It was nutty. Up there in Anthem, it was, my wife tells a great story. And she lived on the other end by, down by Black Mountain.
Okay.
Up at the end of Horizon Ridge. So it's kind of on top of the hill up there. And she couldn't get into her driveway.
Oh, wow.
Folks had to help push her into her driveway.
That's crazy.
She had one of them little BMW at the time. Yeah, back when she was single and was able to spend money like that.
Uh-huh.
Uh-huh. That was great. Yeah, oh, fancy. Sure. She was. She that girl. Yeah, not a shock. Three of her neighbors, men, helped her get her car in the driveway. Yeah, sure, I'll help you. Killing themselves.
Why don't I rotate your tires and change your oil?
Anything you want. Can I just hang out? Sure. So we'll try to figure out just exactly how much snow is coming. Is there anybody panicking about Golden Knights?
It seemed like they had some momentum, you know, after that win against Nashville.
Sure.
And then I'm like, I was kind of excited last night. I'm like, yeah, okay.
I saw another guy. Can we just admit it? This team sucks.
They don't suck.
You're seven games above 500. You're third. You're safely third in the division.
Yeah.
And you've got in your play and you're 5 points ahead of anybody who might be able to take your playoff spot from you. This team does not suck.
No.
Nope.
You're spoiled from last year.
That's true.
Golden Knights take on Boston in the Fortress tomorrow night, and it's good. Rebels up in Wyoming tonight. That'll be on the TV.
Oh,
I think I wrote down 7 o'clock. I don't think that's right. Maybe it's 7 o'clock.
Up in the thin air.
CBS Sports Network tonight. Cassie Jones from Fox 5 is calling us in just a minute.
Oh,
we'll
good.
Get to the bottom of this.
Okay.
Snowmageddon.
Deal.
Snowpocalypse.
Oh, yeah, she's on the TV right now. She's going to call us right when she gets done. So, little Jess, get ready for Cassandra Jones momentarily. 46 and cold, she says, 20 to 30 mile an hour winds today.
Yikes.
It's, oh, my God.
Yeah. This is the Chet Buchanan Show on 98.5 KLUC.
Oh, my God, Snowmageddon.
Oh,
we're all going to die. No, this is crazy. Cassandra Jones, who doesn't have a whole ton of time, from Fox 5, you were just giving the winter storm watch.
Yes.
Okay. Here's what I read. To 6 inches, lower elevations, 12 inches, because, I mean, we watch you because we're creepy. But we can't have the sound on because
thanks.
Yeah, thanks for being
even
creepy.
Though we're creepy.
No, she knows we're not creepy.
No, I know you're not creepy at all.
but that's 3 to 6 inches lower elevations. Who are these lower elevations?
Okay, so the winter storm watch is encompassing our local mountains. And when we talk about the lower elevations, in terms of this winter storm watch, they're talking portions of Southern California and Mojave County. So not our valley floor, even though we do have the potential to pick up a few inches across the valley floor. And this time, it's a colder system. It's a slower moving system, which means, you know how with this last one, it really didn't accumulate on the road? Well, there's the potential it could actually accumulate on the road this time.
Okay, I know this
because I get disappointed because every time it's going to snow and then it doesn't snow. I'm in Summerlin South at 2,644 feet above elevation. Go. How many inches?
it could be very similar to what we just had. So anywhere from like 2 to 3 inches for your neck of the woods, but across maybe the strip area, maybe right around an inch. It really just kind of depends on how long the system moves through. So obviously as we get closer to the event, it's supposed to begin Wednesday night into Thursday morning. Then we should have a better idea on how much snow, in fact, we're looking at. But I can tell you this one's colder. This one's a slower mover, so it could definitely produce a little bit more for us and have larger impacts on some of our local roadways because, hey, it shut down the whole I-15 yesterday.
Yeah, crazy. Cassie Jones from Fox 5. I thought Spence was going to try and shut up the guy on Instagram who told him that it wasn't officially sticking unless it stuck to the roads. But we don't need to worry about that.
Kayla, you had a question? And I love how many people, they're like, oh, I'm from Montana. You want to see snow, come to Montana. It's like, no, this never happens. Exactly. So we're freaking out. We're excited.
Yeah, then go back to Montana.
Yeah. You love that snow so much.
Cassie, do you have any tips on how to deal with black ice? Because I knew that was a huge... I saw on Twitter was black ice. Watch out for the black ice.
Yeah, watch out for black ice. Honestly, this is weather I've never lived in before. When you talk about black ice and snow, I'm a West Coast girl, you know, lived in California, sunny shores of California, and also in Florida. But in terms of black ice, just slow down because if you're going really fast, you can hit a patch and you're going to go sliding. But if you take your time, be alert to the road, then you can kind of try and figure out where those patches are. But anytime, you know, many people, you know your commute to work. You know which roads you take. So if you've ever seen standing water out there, keep in mind that with these temperatures and with these conditions, it's going to freeze. So just keep that in mind as you're planning the next couple of days because we could start to see some snowflakes as early as tomorrow night, you guys.
Kayla is the worst driver you know.
Kayla, it's true. Kayla, I'm a terrible driver.
And Kayla is the most scared driver you know. So thank you for adding another layer to her panic.
I'm sorry. Awesome. Just go slow and you'll be fine. I promise. But you guys, I can't stress it enough. Send us pictures. Send us video of whatever you guys are seeing. You too. You know, we'll give you a shout out on the air. Chet, Spence, Kayla, send them our way.
Yeah, well, you know, our boy Holmes Poozer, we know him as Homie, sent you drone footage of snow the other day before he put it up on our own station website.
Yeah. So that's awesome.
That's awesome. We did. We ran it yesterday morning. I was like, we have to get this into the shows. This is amazing.
Yeah, it was great. You got it before we did, which is fantastic. All right, we know you have to go. We love you long time. We'll see you soon.
All right, sounds good. Thanks, guys. Have a great day.
All right, you too. Cassandra Jones, who might be the nicest person you know.
And if you really listen to her voice, you go, there's no way she has a real job. She works somewhere else. You know what I mean, though? She sounds so friendly and perky and cute, like she can't possibly be a meteorologist.
Oh, because we're kind of going down the same path.
Yeah.
I was going to say why, because all of the other TV people you know are miserable. is that what it is?
Maybe. She just sounds so adorable, like, oh, my God.
Looking at you, Dave Hall. Uh-huh. Miserable Dave Hall. So about like, what night was that? Sunday? Yeah, about like Sunday night.
Yeah.
Yeah, about like Sunday night. But it may stick more because it'll be colder.
And if she's saying in my neighborhood 3 inches, that's like three times as much. Oh, boy.
The Jeff Buchanan Show on 98.5 KLUC.
I talked to a buddy of mine that works retail that said we just started talking about shoplifters. And he said that in retail, he goes, if you really think you can get, just go steal whatever you want. Like if they catch you and get you on video and yada, yada, yada. But that he himself he said he doesn't get paid enough to be a crime fighter and possibly get injured. My question is, if we ask people to call and tell us what they saw getting stolen, do you think people would call?
Yeah, possibly.
Is it a yes or no? Possibly doesn't help.
I feel like no, because like that. If I said yes, like I've seen that happen, I feel like I would be admitting to like letting the crime happen. Like, and I'm an accessory to the fact.
But like, I mean, doesn't it make sense though that if that's the attitude of retail, is it, okay? Maybe this is a better question. I'm sorry, you were going to finish your point.
Well, no, I've actually witnessed something being stolen.
As a retail worker?
No, as doing a radio broadcast from a retail outlet.
Right. But as a concerned citizen, did you think about making a citizen's arrest?
I did.
Oh, really?
Ran after him.
You sat right there on your butt, though, didn't you?
I ran after him.
You did?
Yeah.
And they outran you?
They had a full plan. It was a cell phone store. They had a full plan on a getaway car and the whole thing. Stupidest thing I've ever done. Why am I chasing that? What am I doing?
Yeah. It's not affecting you.
I'm not paid enough to be a crime fighter.
And you hadn't stretched first, too. Did you hurt your Achilles?
I pulled my hammy that time.
Spence all the time. If he doesn't stretch well enough before he runs, he gets hurt. He has very tight tendons.
Have you ever seen anyone stealing something?
I don't think so. But do you think...
Yeah, I don't know.
Wait, I had a secondary question that was really, really good a minute ago. Oh, what was the... If you work retail and you saw somebody stealing, what would you do? What is the policy?
Yeah.
You want to go with that right now?
Yeah, because sure. That's interesting to me.
Because we can move... Here's the other thing. I was going to play Who in the Room, but I couldn't decide which prize to give away. Okay. So I was going to say, well, you can choose. We'll just let you choose your prize. Why don't we do this then really quick? 702-364-9890. If you work retail, just call us and say your name is Jessica Lombardo. You don't have to give up a bunch of information. What is the policy? What is the policy on people who steal stuff in your store? And have you ever actually just kind of looked the other way because somebody was stealing? You're like, I'm not going after that. I don't care.
Okay.
What does it bother? It doesn't bother me. It's not my stuff. I'm really interested.
Okay. Yeah.
Right. And really all it needs is one. And if we had as many as three people that called, oh my God, what a great day in America. 702-364-9898.
Come on.
Jeff Buchanan Show.
The Jeff Buchanan Show.
98.5.
Yeah.
KLQC.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This is the Jeff Buchanan Show on 98.5 KLUC.
In all honesty, Jeff Buchanan Show investigates. I was talking to a buddy of mine about, he works retail. He was like, I don't even know how we got to talking about shoplifters. I blame the alcohol.
Mm.
But he said, man, I don't get paid enough to fight crime. He goes, this job's hard enough. And so basically his attitude was, man, if you're willing to go in there and believe that everybody's like me, you know, and not going to stop you, then go ahead. A lot of places employ, you know, they call LP, loss prevention.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
They're the ones that they go in there, and that is their job, to fight crime. But Stephanie, you worked how long in retail?
6 years.
And did you ever watch somebody steal something?
All the time. And we actually had a policy. We weren't allowed to ever accuse anyone of stealing, because if they got aggressive or shot you, it was obviously a liability of the company that I worked for. So I would see somebody pick up like a whole stack of shirts, and I would just have to customer service them. I'm like, oh, what size do you need? It looks like you don't know. Can I take those and get a fitting room for you? Oh, no, thank you. Well, yeah. We had our own like shopping bags, and people would just fill them full of stuff. And I see a car idling in front of our store, I'm like, they're just going to run. And so I would be like, hey, would you like me to take your bag to the fitting room? And nope, they would just run out, and then I'd have to report it stolen, which never really came of anything. One time I did get subpoenaed to go to court to testify, but other than that, nope.
Look at, listen how bored she is with all of it's this. Like, it's like, yeah, another day.
It happens every time.
It was, though. Like, it was so stupid.
It is so stupid. It's stupid on a lot of levels. I love that, though, that you had to customer service them. Yep. Hey, can I help you with that?
The friendliness from to the person who's going to steal from you.
The snarky side of me really loves that. Yeah. Just the
put yourself between them and the door and go, what do you need with that? What can I help you with?
No, that's evil, and that creeps me out a little.
Put myself between them and the door.
Yeah, like you're playing defense in the face you just made.
I'm gritting my teeth. Oh, I'd be the worst at trying to do that. I'd be like,
nope, that's
can
so
I? Can I help you?
Yeah, can I help you with those? No, that's awesome. You see him stuffing them into a bag. Hey, can I help you carry those? Let me. Yeah, that's great. No, it's so awesome because you know they know you know.
Yeah.
But you're being nice. Oh, God, that's great. Have you seen these in blue? Oh, my God, they're so great.
Fabulous.
So fantastic. Yes, Jessica Lombardo, if that is your real name, please tell me it's a dude.
Yes.
There we go.
Fantastic. So you worked loss prevention for a hardware store?
That is correct.
Okay, so you...
And first-time caller, by the way.
Long-time listener, first-time caller.
That is true.
You couldn't look the other way.
No. So believe it or not, I've worked in retail for about 7 years now, but I've been loss prevention for about 2. And you see some crazy things that happen. And I probably have to say the craziest thing I've seen was a guy loaded up about $5,000 worth of power tools. And when we went to go approach him, he pulled out a gun and said, if you know it's good for you, you won't do it.
Wow.
No.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
So obviously you let him go. I mean, did they end up getting him later on?
We're still doing an ongoing investigation. So this happens quite frequently because policies for a lot of stores now do no on-hand, like hands-on. So it's a liability issue, just like with our associates are not allowed to accuse. If so, they can actually get reprimanded or even fired.
Yeah, no, you got to customer service them with. You know, you got to, can I help you to check out?
Wow.
Can I, you know,
you
that's.
Kill them with kindness.
Yeah.
Exactly.
That's amazing. And it would have been even funnier, though, if Kayla was like, yeah, obviously you let him go. If you say no, that's when my karate training came in. And I kicked haven't you seen the movies? I kicked the gun out of his hand.
So when the gun comes out, what do you go? Enjoy your circular saw.
Yeah, right. No.
That's pretty much what you have to do, and all you can do is report it and hope that the police will get it. Just get best identification of whatever vehicle they're driving.
Yeah.
But they already know what they're doing, so they'll take off their license plates.
Yeah.
Oh, perfect.
Way to go. Stay safe. Thank you so much for calling. We appreciate it. Stupidest thing, Dominic, stupidest thing you ever saw stolen?
So I actually caught somebody stealing a hacky sack one time.
No.
Well,
stoop to a new low if you're stealing hacky sacks.
Oh, yeah, and the guy was in his 20s, too, so it's not like I caught, like, a teenage kid or a middle school kid stealing a hacky sack. It was a grown man stealing a hacky sack.
At that point, they need it worse than
you do. They're going to Lollapalooza. They want to make sure they're prepared for Life is Beautiful.
Right. All right. And the crazy thing about it was, you know, when I had said something to him about, you know, I watched him peel off the tag and put it in his pocket, asked for the hacky sack back, he agreed he would stay and wait for security. Security called Metro. Because that was, you know, store policy. If we catch someone stealing, we have Metro come out. We don't let them go. And he ended up having warrants. So even though it would have been a kind of slap on the wrist for the hacky sack because it was under $5, right. Because of his warrants, he ended up going to jail that day over a hacky sack.
Dude! That started out as a good story that went to a crazy great story. Dominic, have a great day. Thank you, buddy.
Yep, thank you.
Wake up. This is the Jeff Buchanan Show on 98.5 KLUC.
Hey, it's time to play Who in the Room.
Who in the room? Who in the room? He in the room? She in the room? Me in the room? You in the room? Who in the room? Boom.
Boom. Groovy, baby.
Yeah.
Groovy. Wait. It's not one fat fingers. Be ridiculous to play that other music.
Mm-hmm.
It's just stupid. Like, this music ain't any better, but I'm just saying, it's stupid to play the other music. Well, Jess, who's our contestant today, please?
Well, we lost our original one, but I grabbed Cody.
Yeah, nobody knows the difference. It's all right. It's Cody, you're the only one for us. You're the only one that matters.
Oh, wow. Just so I'll take it.
Just so you know. Can we have a number between 1 and 250, sir?
Ooh, 137.
137. I like the randomness of who in the room.
Yeah.
That's what I like. Because we really don't know what the questions are going to be. Who is it, Chet, Spence, Kayla, or the producer, Little Jess? Who, oh boy. Who in the room talks significantly more than they listen?
Oh, I'm going to say Chet.
That's tough.
Sorry.
Yeah, no, I come by that honestly. I talk I talk the most. I do talk the most.
But you're really good at listening, so I'd say me.
I don't mind that, though. That's not a bad thing. I don't mean that.
You don't, listen, don't apologize for any answers that you're giving. You're all right. You're okay. I could pin that on you. I could. It might be Spence, because honest to God, though, because he just checks out.
What?
He doesn't care. Yeah, honest to God, there's a lot of times, even in the other, and it's not a slap. This is not a slap at all. It's just there are times where Spence just goes, yeah, this isn't for me.
Well, Chet, Corey, I agree with you. It's Chet.
Yeah, his name's Cody. Dope.
I know what
I get all the time. All the time. Don't even worry about it.
Yeah, I don't think we need to go around the room on this one.
No.
Everybody's super uncomfortable.
No.
All of a sudden, it went from who in the room. There's a more harsh version of this game called butt hurt.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden, it just went from who in the room to butt hurt.
Yeah.
That's funny. All right. Give us another number between 1 and 250, if you don't mind.
Okay. Oh, man. Wasn't prepared for
Who knew this would be the hardest part of it?
Right.
I know. It was 75.
I like your personality, though. I like him. He's a bright light. You can tell.
He's
I like
cool, yeah.
We'd like him. Oh, God, who in the room would be the easiest to live with in a relationship?
Oh, man. I'll say Little Jess seems pretty chill, honestly. Like, all around, just a cool person to be with. I don't think I would be too tough at all.
Thank you.
That might not be. Ring the bell. Cody, are you single?
I'm not. Happily married.
All right, then.
Fortunately, unfortunately. Depending on who you're asking out there.
Kayla, who's probably the easiest to live with?
Ava Spence. I'd be willing to bet in that household he probably keeps to himself and doesn't bug his wife too much. And he has his own studio that he goes into and does his recording and... Yeah.
No, that's why. Because he's in there in the studio making all that noise. He's also one of those guys that makes you take your shoes off when you go in the house.
Yeah. I do.
Well, that's just a respect thing. I mean, you walk around your house with shoes on? What kind of savage are you?
Yes, it's my house.
Okay.
What kind of savage are you? I've stomped all over your house in shoes. Nobody
and we
took
had the
cleaning
lady come the next day and make sure our house was spotless.
Did you really?
Yeah.
All right, Cody, final question. Who's going to freak out the most when it snows again?
Oh, man.
Is it Chet?
Spence, if he gets snow up in Summerlin, I think he's going to freak.
I freaked out last time I went driving. Yeah. I took videos all over Summerlin.
Yeah, I don't know, though. But
it's
Kayla's...
a hard tie between me and Spence.
Yeah, I think so. I think it's Kayla.
Yeah.
I think it's just true.
I went in my backyard when it snowed a couple of days ago, and my cushions were frozen. I was pushing on the cushions because they were frozen solid, and they made crackling sounds like.
Yeah, so. I need more video from you. What did the cushions sound like again? Yeah, I need more video out of you.
Okay.
Coming. Honestly, the only thing that happened with me was we were watching TV, and we have DirecTV. All of a sudden, the signal went out, and my wife goes, the hell is going on here? She's like, she's not happy. And I'm in my head, I'm like, well, I'm not, it's because we've got snow.
No!
And then we ran, we ran to the door. And it was like, yes! Hey, Bedford Falls!
Yes.
You know, it was like, yay! It's the end of It's a Wonderful Life, if you weren't aware.
Oh,
that was my Jimmy Stewart impersonation.
Pretty good.
Cody, we do have one other question. Do you want George Lopez tickets, Roots tickets, or Oscar viewing party tickets?
Oscar viewing party sounds sweet.
It's so cool.
I'll see you Sunday night, brother. Hang on one second.
Jeff Buchanan, Spence, and Kayla. The Jeff Buchanan Show on 98.5 KLUC.
Kayla's Showbiz Smackdown.
So, Lil Jess, who's contestant number one today?
Deanna Lee Kaiser from Blue Diamond.
Oh, my goodness, the world famous Deanna Lee Kaiser. What's your buzzer going to be?
She has her own bell.
Look at that. That's hilarious.
You DL.
Will that work?
Yeah, why not?
Yeah, why not?
Sounds good to me.
There's no real guidelines. Nobody ever said mouth buzzer, even though that's funniest. But, you know, but now I'm thinking about it. I'm like, wait a minute. That's brilliant.
I can appreciate the creativity.
Exactly. Yeah. That's what I'm thinking. Kind of blew my mind a little bit right there. Contestant number two, please, Jess.
Ryan Moore of the East Side. I'm sorry, Monroe. Excuse me.
What's happening, Ryan Monroe? What's your buzzer going to be?
What's going on? My buzzer is going to be skirt, skirt.
Oh, I really thought your buzzer was going to be what's going on. But skirt, skirt, skirt works as well. Spence is the judge on who buzzes in first. He shall not be questioned. And Kayla will be the reader of the questions. And here's question one.
So which fashion icon passed away on Sunday? Miranda Priestley.
DLK.
Karl Lagerfeld.
Is it Karl Lagerfeld? Sure is.
That's a good bell. I like it.
Deanna Lee Kaiser leads 1-0. Here's question two.
So who is allegedly in the final talks to replace Ben Affleck as Batman? Matt Damon, Armie Hammer, or Michael Fassbender?
That is Ryan.
I'm going to go with C, Fassbender.
Ryan says Fassbender. No, sir.
Deanna, is it Matt Damon or Armie Hammer?
Matt Damon.
Matt Damon. I am Batman. By the way, you know why nobody guessed Armie Hammer? Because it's a terrible idea.
I think he'd actually be very good. If you think about it, he has a very regal-like quality about him to begin with. So the Bruce Wayne character is taken care of. The Batman thing is the only thing that I worry about, being the dark.
I think him in the hood. I think him with the mask on.
He's got a great jaw.
He's got a good jaw and all that. So I think that's all right. Yeah. I just don't. You know what it is? I don't like Armie Hammer. That's what it is. I don't like him.
Take it out. Take out your politics.
DLK is up 1-0, yeah?
Yep.
I don't want to bring up again that the Golden Knights lost 3-0. How about this? No. Let's do this. From what we hear from our buddy Cassie Jones, and we'll get another Cassie Jones of Fox 5, we're going to get potentially, another 3 to 6 inches of snow, maybe. Tomorrow night, we'll check in again with her tomorrow and get a closer view on it. So we'll make this all-important third and final question worth 3 to 6 points. I'm not sure, just, you know, because it really doesn't matter, does it?
Which Kardashian is defending her long-ass nails after people have been mom-shaming her? Kim, Kylie, or Khloe?
Ryan.
Oh, Kylie.
What'd you say?
Kylie.
Is it Kylie? For the steal and the win with 3 to 6 points, depending on what part of town you live in.
Right. Higher elevations, four.
That's right. If you live in the ridges, you're probably closer to six. If you live in Mountain's Edge, 3. Maybe 2.5. Doesn't matter. No, Deanna Lee Kaiser is your winner. Woo-hoo!
The answer is Chloe.
Yeah, the answer, Hello? I'm sorry, the answer was what?
The answer was Chloe.
The answer was Chloe, as a matter of fact.
Leave her alone.
Ryan, you're a good man. Have a great day. Thank you so much.
You too. Love you guys. Thank you.
We love you back, buddy. Yeah, why are people, why, so is it that you could hurt the baby?
That's
you've
basically
got long
it.
Nails?
Yeah, I get it. Be careful.
There was one quote, how do you touch your child with those claws?
Yeah, with your nanny. That's how you do it. That's what you do with your nanny. She's not touching that kid.
A nanny formula. That's all you need.
Yeah. I gotta be honest with you. That basketball player that she had the baby with, he's in much bigger danger than that baby.
Uh-huh.
All right. So, Deanna Lee Kaiser, tickets to go see The Roots Friday at the Joint at the Hard Rock. Congratulations. ringing a bell. And even more importantly, Deanna Lee Kaiser is today's champion of...
Kayla's Showbiz Smackdown.
Get up!
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Chet Buchanan Show.
I don't know if it's more brilliant than the Girl Scouts who camp out outside the weed dispensaries, but it's close. And not shocking that it's a clever Girl Scout in Colorado that's doing this. She's boosting her cookie sales by using the old tried and true method, sex sells.
Oh, God. Okay.
Her name's Charlotte Holmberg. She's been identified as the top cookie CEO by the Girl Scouts of Colorado. I did not know that was a designation. Top cookie CEO.
Wow.
She's put a picture of Aquaman on the box of Samoas.
Ah.
And she's renamed them. You know what's happening. Mm-hmm. She's renamed them Momoas. And it's working.
The moms are getting really excited, and they're saying that they need them. The girls will want to buy some because he's on the front, and the boys will also want to buy some because he might be their favorite character.
Yeah, because he's badass.
Because he's Aquaman.
Sure.
Why not?
He's Aquaman.
That's so funny.
Hollywood, please don't go after her for trademark infringement.
Right.
Please don't. Please don't. But her mom, strangely enough, works in marketing. Helped her daughter out. They saw some memes on the internet and went, we got to do this. Then they just printed out some pictures and cut them out and put them on the box of cookies and renamed them Momoas. Obviously, this is a big thing. Made national news.
Good job.
Pretty good. So she was going to be my greatest person in the world, but I don't think she is, even though she's awesome. Also, Las Vegas girl makes the news. I don't know if you saw this. And I'm scared to death because we have a little Yorkie that goes out in the backyard by himself. A Las Vegas girl, and I don't have a lot of the particulars, but she has a little 2-pound dog. And a hawk came down and tried to take the dog out of the backyard, and she had to save the dog from the hawk.
We were inside making tacos, and we just hear them, like, barking and crying. So we're like, oh, there's play fighting. A second later, I, like, look outside. We see a huge bird, the wing fly up. So I run out, and I yell at the bird. I'm like, get off my dog.
Yeah, not just yell at the dog. So the dog had the hawk had one of the dogs in its talons.
Oh, no.
And so this girl had to take action.
I thought she was going to, like, die or something, because that's a big bird compared to her. It was just, like, had its wings over her, like, hold his, like, meal, pretty much. I just wanted to, like, get it off. We, like, had, like, a eye contact, like, for most of the time.
What, so the dog awkward. Or the bird?
I'm assuming the bird.
Who does she have eye contact with? The bird. There's the bird.
You will not take my dog.
Eating your dog. You will not take my dog. Did she say the part where she hit it with a pillow?
No.
She didn't say that part? Did she? Yeah, she hit it with a pillow.
Wow.
That was how she got the bird away from the dog, and all's well that ends well, pretty much.
It punctured her neck. We were lucky he just had one nail inside. We just hope that the bird gets captured, because everyone's saying that they've seen that bird around. Bird comes out of nowhere, and it could happen to any of us.
I hate that.
Oh, you can't go capture the bird. You just gotta mind your dogs. It's a wild animal. It's doing a bird. It's doing a hawk does.
Nah, bro. Go hunt in those hills out there. Don't come anywhere near my dog.
Yeah, but the hawk needs to.
Yeah.
Yeah, but all of a sudden? Well, you don't have to worry about it with Penny the pirate dog. She's too big for a hawk.
Yeah, Penny pirate dog's like 35 pounds. She good. Yeah.
No, she'd take down a hawk.
Are you serious?
She wishes a hawk would come calling.
Penny is like the most timid dog of all time. She doesn't want to be outside for more than like a long periods of time, like 5 minutes
hawk.
At a time. And then she just follows me and Buddy around. So unless we're outside, she ain't going outside.
Until there's a hawk.
Yeah.
Tastes like chicken.
Mm-hmm. Hawk's good eating.
That's right.
That's what I hear.
For Penny the pirate dog.
Uh-huh. Sure.
Telling you.
I'd be a little concerned if Penny started eating hawk. I'd be like, all right, we need to up your food regimen.
I'd be even more concerned if the hawk started eating Penny.
Yeah, that's true.
That's the worst thing. I don't know. That's scary stuff for me.
Yeah, right. We have a little dog.
The Jeff Buchanan Show, 98.5 KLUC.
Oh, the plot thickens on the hawk trying to take the dog here in Las Vegas. And I figured it probably came. So wait a minute. Jesse, do you know what you know because of the news, or do you know what you know because of what you know?
Because of the news. The family actually took a picture of the hawk, and it had leather straps on the bottom, like it's a pet for somebody. Like they tie it up at times, and it's not a wild animal. It's actually a pet for somebody.
What do you think the chances are that it just got loose?
Who knows? Supposedly they're supposed to go back to their owners after a certain time.
Oh, sure.
After they go out to get food.
Yeah, after they go to eat.
Hey, I'll be out. Hey, I'll be back in a little bit. I'm just going to run out and grab a bite. I see there's a Yorkie down there. A couple of Yorkies. I ought to be able to get one of them.
Wow.
Yeah, Cecilia Solis, who's 15, had the two Yorkies in the backyard.
The family took a picture of it, and it's just like staring for food. And you see the leather straps on the bottom where the talons are at.
Yeah, no, I got you. I'm sending somebody a vet bill. You know what I mean? At that point, I'm sending somebody a vet bill for the whole... Easy.
I'm sorry. I'm not a big fan of this. Like, get rid of the bird then. If your bird is going to attack other animals in the neighborhood, it's gone.
What if you find out that the bird actually just got out? Like, oops.
You're still...
Like, you left the back door open, and then the bird... Listen to me talking all soft, trying to calm Kayla down before she senseless hawk murder.
Right, yeah, because it's just a hawk being a hawk, and if you murder the hawk, you're no better than the hawk.
That's not true. I'm not going to rip apart the hawk with my talons. That's not true.
Well, how are you going to kill it?
Yeah.
I'm going to humanely, I'm going to hook it up to a little needle, and then just going to go to sleep.
I've heard that's not humane. I've heard the word.
No, they suffer.
Really?
Yeah. No, they suffer. That's what I've heard.
Awful thing. Why would you want to hurt a bird of prey?
I'm not. I heard that's a very civil way to put them down.
It's called a bird of prey for a reason, because that's what it does. It finds prey. If you leave your 2-pound dog outside, it's going to get eaten by a bird.
Mm-mm. Nope.
Or a coyote.
Well, then your dog can't go outside. Then you can't own a dog at all, because the dog gets to go to the bathroom eventually.
That's the scary part. No, that's what I'm saying. Little Bailey. My little Yorkie. I can't have my little Bailey Roo out there.
No, sir.
Have some hawk waiting. I got trees in my backyard. Yeah. A little hawk waiting up there. Go ahead. Go ahead. Open the door. You know what I mean? And then Jake, the golden retriever, the 100-pound golden retriever. No, not the fat one.
Although that would be very good eating.
Well, yes, exactly. But it's a little more than I was planning on today. Yeah,
I've been working out, but yes, not quite there yet.
I'm on keto. I can't have the fat one. bring the snack out. I'm not going to eat all that. What are you people, crazy?
You do know damn well that if that is someone's pet,
oh God,
somebody knows whose red tail hawk that is. They're going to find out who you are. Bring your bird to custody right now.
Turn your bird in. Stupid
hawks flying around their house. They're like, get out. You see what you've done to this family? Go away.
They're filing for divorce. They can't handle the pressure anymore.
Well, the news and everybody is like, oh my God, you tried to kill a Yorkie. Shut the door. He's trying to get back in. Listen, I was going to go for the fat one, but I didn't know there'd be a... I was hungry.
Yeah. Hey, Hockey, you may want to find a safe house. Lay low for a little bit.
The greatest person in the world and final exam are next. But first...
That is so random.
Jeff Buchanan's 60 Seconds of Randoms.
I don't know if it's because I've had so much coffee this morning or the idea of more snow coming or what... How did we already get to this part of the show?
I don't know.
Blown by.
God, I hope your day is flying by like ours is, because this is good. Good night, Moon. Good night, Moon. Classic children's book. Good night, Moon.
Yes.
Was originally going to be Good Night, Room, which, I don't know, it just doesn't have the same.
No, it's not.
Good night, chair. Good night, closet. Good night, clothes on the floor. Good night, underoos. What are you going to do with that? It was good night,
that's
Room.
That's it. That's the book.
Branch out. Good night,
that's
Moon.
Funny.
Pilates. Pilates was started in a World War II internment camp. Not one of those. I mean, I guess none of them are any good, but a German athlete named Joseph Pilates. You can't make this up. A dude named Joseph Pilates, German athlete, was locked up by the British, and he came up with a way for his fellow German inmates to exercise while they were sick and stuck in bed.
Oh.
And it became Pilates.
Interesting.
Wow. You know, it became what we know today. Lucille Ball registered with the Communist Party
she's a commie.
In 1936, pinko commie. And then until... Like a couple of pretty bad actors came along and made that stuff real bad. You know, like everybody thought, well, what's so bad about this? Mm-hmm. No, we all share and share alike. Yeah, it's all fine. A few decades later, she swore in front of Congress that she actually didn't know what it was, had completely forgotten about doing it, and had only done it because her grandfather was a big socialist, and she just thought she should.
Oh.
So she was just trying to keep the family happy.
Yeah.
They're like, yeah, you're a communist. You did this. 30 years ago. No.
Like, oh, I didn't change that? Oh.
Yeah, right.
Sorry.
Oh, I did? Oops. Which is older, sharks or trees? What'd you say, Kayla?
I said sharks.
What'd you say?
Yeah, trees.
Break the tie. Sharks or trees?
Trees.
Sharks.
Really? Aha!
Sharks have been around for over 400 million years. We have only had... We've only had trees on this planet 350 million years. So wait, so the planet was bald?
You know what I mean?
What did it look like? Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Was it just sand and water?
Yeah, planet had hardwood floors, if you know what I'm saying. Yeah. Before. Sorry, that was a bad idea. I admit it. I kind of regret it now. But, sharks. So what were the sharks? Yeah, like you said, was it just dirt?
Just sand and water, I guess. Yeah. So.
Rocks.
No trees?
Sure.
Lots of rocks.
Some rock formation.
And sharks.
Yep.
And sharks.
I don't. I need it. No, Smithsonian says that.
They're smart.
I trust them.
They hire some smart folks.
Huh. And I'm trying to fight off a sneeze. I'm sorry. IKEA is an acronym. The IK and IKEA are for the founder's initials, Ingvar Kamprad.
Okay.
IK. The E is for Elmtarid. Elmtaryd. The farm that he grew up on in Sweden.
Oh,
and it
of
had
course.
A name, fancy. And the A is for Agunnarid. But it's his home village.
And the Agunnarid is the sixth drawer dresser, just in case you're wondering. It really is. I'm not messing with you. Look it up.
Which I believe you already did because I know you.
Yeah, I'm thinking about getting the Agungard for my bedroom.
Is that how you say it? How you say it?
Agungard.
Just ask Which for the six drawer dresser.
Yeah. The Jeff Buchanan Show. The Jeff Buchanan Show. The Jeff Buchanan Show. 90.5.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Real, funny, and Vegas strong. This is the Jeff Buchanan Show on 98.5 KLUC. The greatest person.
The greatest person in the world.
In the world.
Kayla Jo Walker. Batting lead off. Kayla Jo. I'm so ready for baseball season now.
Oh, okay.
Spring training's going and all that kind of stuff. Oh, my God. Yes, would you like to go first?
So there's a viral video going around on Facebook right now of this little kid named, he's 4 years old. His name is Wyatt Burgraff, and he is bound to a wheelchair. He has spina bifida. And so, of course, he's never been on a trampoline before. He's been in a wheelchair since he was a baby. So they took him into a kid's gymnasium. So it's got all the gymnastic stuff in it, including giant trampolines. And one of the instructors there named Nate was bouncing on the trampoline with him in his wheelchair. Nate, Wyatt ends up losing his glasses. Nate takes them off and is wearing them the whole time. And Wyatt's just yelling at him, higher, higher, faster, faster.
Do we have audio? Is there a clip on this somewhere?
I can't get it to play on my computer. That was the only reason I didn't pull the audio. Mm. But it's adorable. I'm going to share it on Kelly Yacy's Facebook here in a few minutes. If you get a chance, go share it yourself.
Put it up on the website.
Yeah. Too. 5 million views right now. So go see it for yourself. So Wyatt and to Nate for bouncing with him. You both is.
Yeah, put it up on the website as long as we don't get sued for copyright infringement.
Yeah.
But yeah. Okay.
The greatest person in the world.
Well, Jess, what you got?
Alfred Street Baptist Church. I got to give it to them and their members. They raised $100,000 and then all went on a cruise. No, I'm just kidding. They were selfless about it. That's what I was thinking.
I was like, wait, that's, hold on. What should
they're doing something for them?
Should I still hit the button?
No. No, actually, what they did is they raised the money to cover the outstanding tuition and fees and balances of graduating seniors at Howard University. So they kind of relieve that stress and that anxiety before they get ready to graduate. And Reverend Mark said, "What better way to celebrate Black History Month than investing in the young Black heroes of HBCUs?" Well said, my friend. Therefore, Alfred Street Baptist Church, you are
the greatest person in the world.
Do you want to go or should I go? Mine's pretty good.
Yeah, go. No, you. I'll go first if yours is really good. I just want to say thank you to Auntie Lynn. She is our friend that celebrate one of the family members that celebrated her birthday. We've been kind of welcomed into their family over the years. They do this big Easter Olympics thing, and the family goes up, and every generation does their own weird performance. And there's a theme like this year, it's sports. And everybody will do a big performance.
That's the Easter Olympics?
That's the Easter Olympics.
Okay.
And they walk around, they do a conch shell. And they walk around the Olympic theme. And everybody, it's just crazy. But it's so nice. She celebrated a birthday. And her husband, of course, had the Johnny Walker Blue and was very generous with it. And just had a wonderful weekend over there with them. So, Auntie Lynn, happy birthday. And you is?
The greatest person.
The greatest person in the world.
In the world.
I just came across this. I came across this post and shared it on social over the weekend, and it's blown up. And it's this guy bought, or this guy sold, an old school VCR on eBay, and then on the 10th, he got a letter which he posted on social. And like I said, it's just gone viral. It's gone crazy. I found many old VHS tapes recently and wanted to see what is on them and realized I had no player. So I went to eBay for the very first time, and I discovered your offer. I bought your VHS, and you shipped it within a few days. The VHS looks new and unused. Amazing. I had some issues getting it going, which were mine and not the player's. I'm 86 years old, and perhaps not up to my game, but I do get there eventually. And I did, and I discovered the VHS works perfectly. Thank you so much for your care, your efforts, and your promptness. I watched tapes of my retirement party from 25 years ago, which I had never seen before. Jeez, were we young. Then a tape of my wedding with all the family and friends, many of which are no longer around. Then skiing trips, kids growing up, travels, and most importantly, the gentle maturing of my family. Each one more fun than the last, all thanks to your generous selling of the VHS. I thought you would appreciate how much someone has enjoyed your offer. You know, love for being a good person and writing a thank you letter for something that you bought, that you paid money for.
Yeah.
But much love to the dude for posting that.
Yeah.
So that we could all share that and just kind of remember how, you know, the important things in life.
Yeah.
I just thought that was really good, and I'm not really sure who deserves it, but somebody in this whole mess just might be
the greatest person in the world. Listen more and win more. It's the Jeff Buchanan Show's final exam.
I apologize. Can we talk about why you got to get out of here quick today?
Sure, not a problem.
Are you okay with that?
Who's in
the hospital?
My cousin Andrew.
Can we all send one up for little Jess and for her cousin Andrew?
Positive vibes, yeah.
He's having a heart surgery today.
He needs to have the defibrillator put in.
A pacemaker? Because defibrillator, yeah, that sounds bad.
It's got to help shock him.
Yeah.
Yes.
It's like a pacemaker type.
And I really appreciate you for this because he has really had a very hard time with this and is not positive at all, which kills someone like me, but I'm trying to put myself in his shoes. So I really appreciate you and anyone else that is sending him good vibes.
He's worried about it.
He's worried about his entire life.
Like where the doctor comes in, he says, you nervous?
Not
necessarily. The guy says, yeah. Doctor says, yeah, me too. That's it, which is like, ah! You don't want that. You don't want that.
Yeah, he's more nervous in the fact that he doesn't want to die, but it's not doing what he needs to do to live.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's tough. Who's well, that's a bummer.
Yeah, sorry about that.
No, but you know what? Seriously, send one up. If you are so inclined, send one up for Lil Jess and for Andrew.
Andrew, yep.
Who's on the phone right now?
I have Jody Martin of Henderson.
Hey, Jody, according to the wisdom of Spence, what is that on the front of your hoodie? What is that called?
The Unipocket?
Unipocket. Why can't it just be a pocket?
Oh, no.
No, I'm asking you. Why can't it just be? No, he calls it a Unipocket.
Yeah, I mean, you did what, right there.
I'm asking you just like your honest opinion. Why can't it just be a pocket?
I liked Kayla's response to it being a Joey pouch.
Yeah, that's what I went from Chet.
Don't
I did steal
that.
That
from me.
Okay, really quick.
You credit.
Never get credit. Really quick, it's not a closed end thing like a regular pocket. That's why it's a Unipocket, and it's not a Joey because Joey would open the top. This comes from the side because you could like this. That's a Unipocket.
Oh, I get it.
Now we know.
Now
we know. George Lopez tickets for you for Friday night, Jody. Congratulations.
Great. Thank you so much.
Yeah, just wham, bam, can of ham. I'm just saying.
Can of ham, I'm out.
Yeah. We love you. God bless you. Thank you so much for listening. Have a great day, P1s. We'll see you tomorrow.
The Jeff Buchanan Show. The Jeff Buchanan Show. 98.5. Yeah. KLQC.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.